All right, welcome to Return on Podcast. I'm Tyler, and I want to welcome you to the second installment of our mini-series called Mind Your Business. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the biggest lessons from 2023 and how we can use those as a blueprint for 2024. Let's dive in. It's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. Today's Mind Your Business episode is brought to you by Seller Accountant. Seller Accountant takes care of your bookkeeping headache. Plus, we offer next-level fractional CFO services aimed at maximizing your profitability, your cash flow, and your happiness. Find out more at selleraccountant.com. Today, guys, I want to talk about the three core financial lessons that 2023 taught us that we need to take into 2024. Let's dive in. Lesson number one is cash is king. I was talking to my friend John about a year ago, and he made this statement that's really stuck with me. He said, Tyler, the consequences of running out of cash are greater, they're worse than the consequences of running out of inventory. And the reason John was saying this is that John was in the middle of a situation where they had way too much inventory, interest rates had skyrocketed, and they were feeling like they might have been at the beginning of a death spiral when it comes to the debt in their business. I don't know if you can relate to that scenario. And by the way, I'm happy to report that John and his team made radical improvements to the way they were managing their cash flow and managing the debt in their business. And as a result, they are in an amazing spot as we come to the end of 2023. But boy, was it scary at the beginning of 2023. And I think that story has been true of a lot of our customers over the last year, where they've had at least one major cash crunch because, well, I've got two extra months of inventory, interest rates are higher, this is hard, right? If that's you, or if you're worried that it could become you in 2024, try to learn this lesson that cash is king. And here's what this means. We got to do three things a little bit better than we have been doing them. Number one, we need to forecast a couple of yucky scenarios, right? It's always tempting for us as entrepreneurs to build a spreadsheet, put like a, I'm going to grow by 5% per month and just drag the formula to the right in perpetuity. I'm never going to lose money. This is going to be the most incredible year ever. The problem with that is that it's not real life, right? So make sure you think about things like, what happens if Amazon shuts me down? What happens if there's a more real recession and demand is depressed a little bit? What happens if I have a container that gets lost or something weird or funky happens, right? Make sure that you plan for the unexpected so that you can stress test your business and know whether you're going to be resilient enough to survive should something weird happen. Number two, we need to take a closer look at our expenses at least once per year and frankly, cut the stuff that isn't really adding value for our businesses. I think that might've been the video that we posted last week, or if not, it's coming up next week. But I walk you through whenever that video comes out, I walk you through exactly how to do an audit. You only need to do it once or twice a year, but look through your SG&A expenses and ask the question, is this really giving me value? Is it giving me happiness or is it not? If it's not, cut it. And then finally, we need to make sure that we're getting good accounting and not just getting good accounting. Maybe it's a team like Seller Account. Maybe you're doing it yourself and that's fine. But we need to make sure we're actually looking at that accounting and letting that data tell us how we should change and run our business. So if you're the kind of person that doesn't normally look at your numbers, make sure you go back. There's a series I published several months ago that was really related into here's exactly how you could take like an hour a week and become a real CFO for your own business. Okay. So that's lesson number one. Cash is king. You ran out of cash. You're in trouble. We want to do better in 2024 and we want to make sure that our businesses are resilient. Lesson number two, managing your supply chain relationships is one of your primary jobs, guys. My friend Josh, who was featured on an ROP episode a few months ago over the summer, you should go back and listen to that episode, but he had this incredible journey of flying to China, spending time with the factories that he worked with, learning, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was dealing with a trading company. Now I know who the actual factory is. Okay, wow, my factory found, I think it was something like $100,000 of his money, of his inventory just sitting in the corner of the warehouse. You know, the long story short is that he spent a couple of weeks nurturing these crucial relationships, and the dividends, the return on that invested time and that invested energy and that invested capital to fly across the world was unbelievably, like 10, 20x worth it. And so some of the key things that Josh taught me during that conversation is you're going to need to do something to mind the supply chain part of your business. And you're probably going to need to level up, do something better than you did in 2023. That could be having a monthly or every other week check-in with your supplier where you're doing a call or a Zoom or something like that. It could mean that you're going to need to get your passport dusted off. You're going to need to actually plan a trip, fly to China, fly to some other Asian country where you're getting your products actually manufactured. And guys, kiss babies, drink sake, negotiate, ask for better terms, ask for lower rates per product. And guess what? When you do that work, that does give you an unfair advantage over your competitors who are not nurturing their supply chain relationships. So we need to resolve 2024. We're going to manage our supply chain relationships better because it really, really matters. Okay. Lesson number three from 2023 is that we have to get better at determining our advertising budget by using our cost to goods sold ratio. For those of you guys who are listening to this, again, I'm going to try to make this really easy to understand, but I'm going to show you a little visual in case you happen to be on YouTube. I want you to start measuring your product cost to goods sold, what it costs you to land the product, plus your total ad spend. And I want you to start viewing the sum of those two key accounts on your profit and loss statement as being an interesting way to understand the health of your business. So for those of you listening, this is pretty simple. If I have lower COGS, I can afford to spend more on advertising. If I have really high COGS, and by the way, to keep the numbers simple here, let's say I sell a product for $100. If it takes me $50 to just land that product, this is before Amazon fees, before ads, intuitively, you know that it's not as good a product, but you also intuitively know that it's not a very good product to advertise on because there's just not a lot of meat on the bones, right? We know this when we look at our friends that are resellers. They may have 50 to 55% in their cost of goods sold, but guess what? They're not spending any money on ads. But I want you to start looking at each and every product in your portfolio and asking the question, how much can I afford to spend on tacos given the health of this product's margins? And so again, if you're looking at the screen here, I've got three examples. If I'm going to be elite, if my product is elite, then the sum of my total cost of goods sold for the product and the tacos, the advertising, needs to be 40%. Mind blown. If I can land the product and advertise it and that only be 40% of my total budget, I am elite because it gives me maximum juice to outcompete my competitors, advertise, get my listings to pop up higher, and to still capture a ton of margin. I am healthy. My products are healthy if that total advertising plus the cost of goods sold is 45%. That's a good story. That's a happy story. And that could be, again, going back to our simple example, if I sell a product for $100 and I can land it for $30, then that gives me a $15 or 15% acceptable tacos budget. I'm still okay, right? This could take several different forms. Now, the third example here is meh. If I have not much margin in my products, I am limited in the amount I can afford to advertise. And if I over-advertise, because this is what happens, right? Our category, our keywords get crowded. And even though we don't have a great product right now, we're going to go ahead and just explode the advertising budget. And frankly, a lot of times our marketing partners push us to do this. And it isn't always a great idea. Sometimes we might need to find another solution to be more creative. Can I kit it? Can I bundle it? Can I multi-pack it? Should I kill this product? Should I move my resources elsewhere? Whatever the solution is, I'm not sure because it depends on the product and the category. But just know the lesson. Going into 2024, I need to start viewing my ad budget through the lens of what my cost of goods sold budget is for a product. So that's today's Mind Your Own Business episode with me, Tyler. I'm here at Seller Accountant. The normal podcast, Return on Podcast, is going to continue running those episodes where we're interviewing CEOs, but you're going to see 7 or 8 more of these little short videos that are hoping to give you some nuggets, some goodness that you can take into 2024 as you plan to excel and have a great year.